Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, an Elden Ring film adaptation has officially been announced, Fortnite comes back to iPhones and gets sued by the Actors Union, and Gearbox's Randy Pitchford courts chaos once again. Here's the news for Sunday the 25th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Okay, it's a really sad turn of events this week because the biggest news is that Elden Ring is getting a movie adaptation and Kyle isn't even here to share it with you. Sorry, Kyle. The incredibly cinematic game world will be transferred to the silver screen by a team at Studio A24 and written and directed by Alex Garland, who previously worked on films like 28 Days Later, Ex Machina, and Dread. Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin worked extensively with Bandai Namco on the Elden Ring game and will also work as producer on the film adaptation.
There's no release date announced for it yet, but you know the Elden Ring fan in your life will update you with every single tiny detail between now and then. Maybe that's actually you, and we're stoked that you've got that in your future. Fortnite developers are under fire from SAG-AFTRA because of their new Darth Vader AI voice. The AI-powered James Earl Jones Darth Vader allows players to ask him questions about all sorts of things. However, the gaming union has filed an unfair labor practice charge, as this change infringes on the union's right to negotiate major changes to its collective bargaining agreement.
They said that the company had made unilateral changes to the terms and conditions of employment when they started using the AI-powered voice. It also means actors, including those who have previously voiced the character, have missed out on an opportunity. The new union's interactive media agreement strike is still in progress and hinges on AI protections for voice actors and video games, and no doubt this situation will just add to those concerns. Speaking of Fortnite, the game has returned to iOS Apple App Store in the US after 5 years. The game was kicked off the App Store after Epic Games added its own in-app payment system to the game, which went against Apple's rules. However, thanks to a major court ruling in the Epic Games vs. Apple case, the game is now available on US iPhones again. But as always, it wasn't a simple thing to get back up. The drama continues with this one. Epic submitted the app to Apple a couple weeks ago, but then last week they said Apple had blocked Fortnite's return, and then the game also became unavailable on other alternative app stores in the EU.
Epic asked the judge in the court case to order Apple to review its Fortnite submission on May 16th. But the judge came back basically saying that Apple was capable of resolving this issue without further briefing. But if they couldn't sort it out, the Apple official would have to appear in another hearing. Clearly, they didn't want that because the game is now back on the store. Gearbox's Randy Pitchford, a man not unfamiliar with controversy, has come under fire for basically saying we should just suck it up and deal with the increasing game prices. Recently, a fan expressed concern of potentially paying US$80, approximately $130 to $140 Australian, for Borderlands 4, and that it was out of the reach of players. To which Pitchford responded that it wasn't his call, but if you're a real fan, you'll find a way to make it happen. Yikes.
He then went on to say that his local game store had Starflight for the Sega Genesis for $80 in 1991, and he was working minimum wage and found a way to make it happen. People are pretty angry at that response. Pitchford did release a clip recorded at PAX East which lays out the realities of game development costs, but it didn't put a lot of water on that fire. Take a listen.
It's an interesting time, right? We've got the on one level, We've got a competitive marketplace where people want to, or the people that make those choices want to sell as many units as possible, and they want to be careful about people that are price sensitive. So there's some folks that don't want to see prices go up, even the ones deciding what the prices are. There's other folks accepting the reality that game budgets are increasing and there's tariffs for the retail packaging, and like, it's getting gnarly out there, you guys. Borderlands 4 has more than twice the development budget than Borderlands 3. More than twice. The fundamental philosophy is we want people to buy it so we have the resources to make more, but we want everyone who buys and plays a Gearbox game to feel certain that they got the better end of the bargain.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Keita Takahashi, developer of Nobunobu Boy and Katamari Damacy, is back with To a T, a cute story about a kid stuck in a T-pose. It's cute and weird, and it's out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 28th.
Enter a chaotic courtroom where socks play lawyers, prosecutors, and judges in Guilty as Sock. Use absurd evidence, craft wild arguments, and deliver verdicts in this online party game sure to keep you laughing. Get ready to shout objection this Thursday the 29th, coming to PC.
Rune Factory is back with Rune Factory Guardians of Azuma. Set in Azuma, you'll use your power as an earth dancer to fight corruptive forces, restore the land, farm, and build seasonal themed villages. That's out on Switch and PC on the 30th.
Disney Illusion Island is the multiplayer side-scroller with an absolutely stunning cartoony style. You know how Cuphead was basically evoking the classic animation style of early cartoons? Well, the mouse and his pals have come back to claim it for themselves on Friday on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
And the big release of this week, get ready for the Kyles in your life to be running at absolute top speed as Elden Ring Nightreign releases on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. The multiplayer focus spin-off title is sort of like a roguelite and set in a parallel dimension to the original games. It's a bit of a departure, but if you're ready for it, you can jump in on Friday 30th. We know Kyle will be. Let's see if he's here next week.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kat John.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Every Thursday over on the Sifter Instagram, that's at SifterHQ if you aren't following us yet, I try to get my favourite example of video game history through a gauntlet of actually good games in my efforts to find the best game of all time, as long as it's Snoopy's Magic Show. It's worked so far, so who's going to stop me? Will it be you? Follow us on at SifterHQ on Instagram to join the fun.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jan, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer, who edited this video and the script.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Jeff Van Dyke, the composer of Tempopo, joins us on the podcast again to share why buying every bit of new equipment, every musical instrument, is totally worth it.
Sometimes you need to like find things that inspire you. Nord Stage 3 is my keyboard here. And, and I love it. But it's all, you know, it's always there. And I tend to write the way I write when I'm there. And if I'm running out of ideas, quite simply by just jumping over to this other machine, it's a different vibe, and a different idea comes in. There's knobs all over these things, and you're like, oh, what does that do? And it's like, oh, that's interesting, and that sparks the idea.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, on our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen.